Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy week after my birthday.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. So for the first time in a long time,
okay,
we're prepared.
That is a great point. This is coming from the past.
From the past.
In the sense of we're planning for the future.
Thank you.
So right now we're mid-flight back to the U.S. unless something's gone horribly wrong.
Hey. Stop it.
If you don't hear from us next week, send help.
Send okay. Help. A full week.
But yeah, we're doing this preemptively. We said, let's go back in time.
Who doesn't love back
let's
in time?
Let's go really far back in time, like before the podcast was even a concept.
Before we even knew each other.
Before we knew each other.
Do you remember those days? I don't.
I really don't.
I put you in all of my memories.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
So we thought, how fun. Let's just revisit. Because obviously, we want to bring you a Portugal packed episode.
Yeah, we do, you guys. We want to have stories and just so many boys.
And so many boys.
Or people.
So many beards.
Who's to say? Beards. Yes, absolutely.
So we thought, well, let's talk about a fun time in our lives. And that's when we were bad at dating. Remember that back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I know. So.
Right. So you have a story. Or let's just talk about a time in your life.
Yeah, I was. Okay, so. When I first got to the city.
Excuse me. We're in the city. We're young. We're hot.
I really was hot, though.
Yeah, you were.
The bummer is, like, you know when you look back and you're like, damn, I was so adorable.
And so insecure. Thinking so.
So insecure, but, like, so adorable and hot. Really, truly.
Of course. And, hey, I'm going to say something.
Huh?
You still are.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
It actually is
factual.
It's like I'm hotter now.
Yeah.
Because like I know that I'm hot. Anyhow. So, but back then when I first got to the city, I like wanted to take improv classes, obviously.
Wow.
So yeah. I became an intern at the Pit. And what that meant is I worked.
People's improv theater.
Yeah. I worked the front.
Okay.
Which was like an ideal job, which is like I give people tickets.
You get to see everyone coming in.
You get to see everyone coming in. I'm right across from the bar.
Excuse me.
You know, I did a lot of flirting. It's so easy to
flirt.
Wow. I did. Because like.
You're behind a desk.
There's a barrier. I'm behind a desk.
You're doing a job.
I'm adorable. You're doing a job.
But there's a barrier between you.
Yeah, no one can touch me.
Right. No.
Which
no,
I no. absolutely loved. Okay. It's almost like a bartender, except for I owe you nothing.
Right.
And you owe me nothing. And so I just give you the ticket and that's really all it is. You give me money. I put it in the machine.
Look,
it's like that.
Thing.
Every now and then I had to do like, oh, when people would go into shows, I would like take the tickets, which by then,
sure.
like, you know, I'd be like, oh, old Randy, friends. How are you? You know, like
yeah.
I'm doing both those things. I'm like, I love this job. It's so cute.
Absolutely.
And there was a bartender.
Excuse me. They are dangerous. First of
all. Let me explain to you. First of all, there were two, actually, if I'm being honest.
Wow.
Now, because like they're all, I mean, it's funny because I'm probably 22.
Oh,
I'm
young.
Adorable. And who knows? Maybe these guys were like. 25, 26.
Like, honestly, I was they like, can't be that old.
I was like, they know about New
pit.
York. Like, I didn't know anything, you know?
They're old timers.
They're like,
they know the scene.
Doing they know the fucking scene.
There's something that's so, I mean, it's with any kind of subcategory, whatever,
yeah.
but it's like, just starting out in the improv world or in
right.
the, it's like anyone that's been there a month before you or
yeah.
whatever that just has a little bit of confidence and they know what's going on. It's
truly.
Like, oh, so intoxicating.
Yeah. And so me and this one bartender, like, I don't know, I guess I really probably didn't know how to flirt, but I was doing something. We were doing something. There was like a tete-a-tete, you know what I mean? A dance, if you will. Sometimes like I honestly, this is why I was toxic also, because if he didn't give me attention, I would flirt with other people on purpose.
Loudly in front of him.
A aggressively and loudly in front
Listen,
of
I've
him.
I've done it many times.
Because sometimes my shift would end and I would like hang out at the bar and like, some, you know, if a guy hit on me and wanted a drink or something, or he would give me free drinks and then the guy would, and I would like,
You're
remember.
Like, look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this guy buying me a drink.
How embarrassing for you.
For you.
So we had this whole like weird thing where I was like, I know he likes me, but he's being weird.
Absolutely.
He
just
can't let me love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me love you. So we had this weird thing going where like, obviously, and because I was unable to say anything, I'd always be like, oh, whatever. And then like start flirting with someone else. And then maybe he would pull my focus. And then I'd be like,
whatever. Of course. It's all for his attention.
Yes. And my boss then was like this really nice woman who we had like a great little relationship back and forth. We just loved and respected each other. This is important to the story because one night where it was like, I forget what happened, but I was like, I'm so obsessed with this guy.
You said this to your
I said this to myself
at home.
And
by
he
yourself.
Was like, because sometimes it would be like he was working and I never knew what was going to happen. I mean, God forbid we make plans not at work to hang out, but we didn't. So that was my shot or whatever. Or if I came by during the week and he was there. And so one time it was like he was closing early and he was like, do you want to help me? Like, do you want to bring down the like,
do you want to
do
some
money
work
or
for
like
me?
Downstairs? Do you want to go downstairs?
Go downstairs.
Okay, which
together.
Is like the basement.
Yes, I'm familiar.
You know,
been
when no one's in there.
Our show was there for
you
a long
know
time.
It, and it's dark, and it's like the two of us go down there. Okay, and I was like,
this is a moment.
I was like, this is the moment. And sometimes you ask, like later on, or like when you're at the show, it's like, why is there a beanbag chair down here
in the green room?
In the green room, or you know what I mean?
Oh. Yes.
And
very cushy couches.
Cushy couches. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't even know how we got into that room.
Interesting. Okay. I think you just followed blindly.
I think I did as well. Cause I was like, I really hope this guy. And so we made out.
You made out.
On the beanbag chair.
On the beanbag chair. One of hundreds.
Literally the amount of germs that I was
so
sitting
much
on.
Making out.
But let me
dry
tell you,
humping
he
on
might
that
have,
beanbag.
He might have been. I'm trying to think about before. I'm like, he might have been the person that woke me up to making out.
Interesting.
Like, I remember after that beat, which is probably
what
why
an
I was.
Honor.
What an honor. I just remember being like, this guy knows how to kiss. Like, I've never kissed like
I've
this.
I've wanted to keep kissing.
Yeah, I've wanted to keep kissing him. Or even to like, I remember because like kissing, I never understand when people don't get kissing or don't like kissing because kissing's like a dance where like you have to follow. I'm not a great dancer, I don't think, but like I am a great kisser in the sense of like you follow the lead of your partner. Like, you know, and like sometimes you get to take the lead or be like, I am going to dip. You know, and I need you to just catch my back. But it's all about that dance. And I remember I felt like he taught me about the dance indirectly.
That's very impressive.
Because like it was so hot.
You're like, this
me.
Is what making out is supposed
to be. I was like, this must be love, honestly.
This is, well, it's love.
Because I was like, I never felt sparks before.
Little did you know, it was just good kissing.
I know. Just
no,
good
but
kissing.
You were also so excited about him that it was extra.
Yeah. And I remember that I, cause like the uniform or what I wore was like, I would wear like black tights and a black dress with like a red cardigan because like you have to wear black and red.
Right.
And,
very hot.
I think like he tried to do more and I think I might've been like not on the beanbag chair down here. You know what I'm saying?
Like he tried to go under the dress.
I think he tried to go under the tights. Absolutely.
Under the tights even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was a bartender who had probably just
he's done that with every intern and
don't
every
say, and okay so then I don't know how long I'm down there because I am learning a new dance and I am good at it and I am like I love this man, I've loved him forever,
loved
I like
him forever.
I'm
this is
so
our moment.
Excited we're making out.
Yeah.
And then at one point it was like, okay, I'll go up first, and my manager was looking for me. She was like, where were you?
Oh no.
And I was like, sorry, I was
red face and
yeah, I'm sure. And she took me up to the office.
Oh Jesus.
And she turned off her manager role and she literally became my friend. And she was like, don't do that with him.
Wait, but what was her reasoning?
She was like, he does that with
oh yeah.
She was like, no, you didn't just go down there with him. And I was like, yeah. I did. And she was like, oh,
the worst.
Yeah. And I said, no, God. I think it's different. I think we do love each other.
I'm different than everyone he's ever taken to the beanbag chair before.
And I remember because I got, now I will say that Jesse was like, I got toxic and weird.
Listen, that's what we do.
I know it is what we do. And that is like, I got toxic and weird because it was like, he would do things where I was like, let's go on a real, like, let's go on a date and do this. And then it was like, he just dragged his feet or like,
yeah, of course,
wouldn't.
He didn't want to.
He didn't want to. No.
He just wanted to hook up downstairs.
Just relax. Would you?
Jesus, why are you making it such a big deal?
Stop.
We're just cool. We're hanging out.
We're just hanging out. And what's funny is I remember that he lived in Astoria, which I called Historia because I didn't know. I literally was like, Historia. He's like, Astoria. I'm like,
right. That's what I'm saying.
Historia. Like, and I was like, when he said it, I was like, where in the city? I lived on the Upper East Side then, and I didn't know anything.
So
I was literally like, I don't understand where he lives then.
Where is this land of Astoria?
And the idea of like, again, maybe traveling to him or going, I was just like, no.
Well,
and I wanted
country.
Dates then, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I still want dates actually, but.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't that you wanted a date. You knew that you were going to date. You just wanted it to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Because you were in love. And
I was like, this is what love feels like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure.
And, but yeah, he was. So when it all went crumbling down, this is what's funny and ironic. And maybe this will say what year it is.
Uh-huh.
Because I was so devastated. Okay.
Of course. Now, wait, can I go back real quick?
Yeah.
How did it crumble? Was it just that he just kept blowing you off and you finally were like,
I think we had a date planned.
Okay.
And then he was like, I'm out of town, or I have a thing with whatever. And I went to the bar that night and he was there. Mm-hmm. Now.
That was stupid of him.
But here's the thing. I don't think he said he was out of town. I think he said he had something. Now, did I take that and run with it? And,
yeah,
and
sure,
I was
sure,
like,
sure,
you
sure.
liar. Like, lie.
Oh, God.
And then it was like, I did have the thing. Like, I just like.
You confront him?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
In a way that like made him be like, whoa. And I whoa, was it was aggressive.
Yeah,
it was aggressive. But I think I was so traumatized. And
no,
certain.
You were in the right for sure. You did not blow it out of proportion. You were hurt.
Yeah.
The man who loved you.
Right.
Betrayed you.
It's embarrassing to talk about because it's like so. But I think when you have anxiety, you also build stories in your mind.
Girl, I wrote an 11 page letter.
Absolutely. So I was in love with him. So after I blew it up, which
yeah,
I did,
yeah,
sabotage,
course,
but I was listening to Demi Lovato, Skyscraper.
Wow.
It's like, you can tell, like I'm made of glass, like
oh God,
I'm made of paper. I was like walking around sobbing New York, thinking about him and how I felt like he treated me like a piece of paper, but I'm a skyscraper and you can't knock me down.
No. You crazy. We're in New York City. I am a skyscraper.
I am a skyscraper. But from that moment when every time I had to go to my shift or the theater, I felt like, fuck, I have to see him. I made a pledge that I would like, I was like, I will never hook up with any. I was like, I will not hook up in a place that I want to call home or work at because like
you're fucking yourself there.
So
yeah.
When because I was doing the pit on UCB and I pretty much just shifted to UCB and I was like, there will
mainly because of him.
Well, I also thought the theater was better.
Well, then,
and I was taking it like more seriously and I was
well,
just
they
like
take themselves more seriously.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna. Because I got all my classes for free at the Pit and I was paying for UCB. So I would take it at the Pit and then take it at UCB, which is like, I was whatever. But I pretty much was like, I'm not going to mix business and pleasure ever again.
No.
Because like, I don't want to feel this.
No. It's a horrible thing. Now, at the beginning of the story, you said there were two bartenders.
Well, one of them, I think, just liked me and I used him as a way to get the other
excellent.
Guy jealous.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm going to flirt with him more tonight so he
absolutely.
Feels like they're so he's so that he would see. Like, I was a toxic.
That was not the first time someone's done that. I'm
no.
positive of it. He was the nice one.
Of course.
He 100% had been used to get to the other bartender.
I know.
So many times.
And probably was like, I would date you. And I was like, shh.
He would be so nice.
It. He'd be great.
Actually, ask you out on a date. Call it a date.
I know.
And you said, hey.
Hey. I want the one who's mean to me. And that's my final answer.
You wouldn't take me to the beanbag chair.
Yeah, you wouldn't take me to the beanbag chair.
You'd be like, no, because I respect
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ. You won't try to finger me in the beanbag chair.
I remember the first time I was in that basement green room. Whew. And someone's like, don't sit back there.
Don't
like-
sit on that. Don't sit on. Don't sit on that.
Don't sit on
don't
it.
Don't sit down. Don't touch the wall.
How many germs?
Yeah.
So
and
many
that's
fluids.
Honestly what you find out about any comedy place is as someone has had sex everywhere.
Everywhere.
So just be excited.
Yeah.
Be excited.
I feel like if they're attractive people, I'm more okay with it. But so many people in
so
the comedy world.
Aren't.
It's just young.
Young.
Young. Awkward.
Hungry.
Taking advantage.
It's not good. It's not good. Good.
It is not good at all.
But that really like...
That was the beginning of your comedy career.
My comedy career and my dating career. Like, I dating, that rocked.
Your makeout career.
That was the beginning of my... I, wow. After that, had a new bar of, like, what...
What a good makeout was.
And I think I did learn, like... Because I remember... Yeah, he just... I was, like... He did a lot of teasing and stuff with even kissing that I was,
oh,
like,
boy.
Oh, my... I felt like he... opened oh my God, horizons, like,
which did not help the spiral and
no.
losing it,
because I just wanted to do that again for hours. That's
you saw
all
a whole
I
new
wanted.
World and then
yeah.
he said you can never see it again.
That's it. Goodbye.
Bye.
So yeah,
that is a good one. That so the song, I think we all have different
yeah.
songs for different
times,
horrible
and guys,
times.
Yeah,
my thing with the college guy that I wrote the 11-page letter to.
Absolutely.
My song was Circle by Sarah McLachlan.
Well, how did that go?
I honestly could not sing it right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah.
It has been a hot minute.
It makes me think of the dog song.
Right, it's not that one. Same artist, but
same
not
artist,
that song.
Ever, yeah.
But I played it on my Discman.
Yeah.
That Ooh. Was, that had a tape converter that I put in my stereo.
Good for you.
Driving around in Missoula, Montana.
Crying, sobbing.
Crying, sobbing. Absolutely. And yeah. when I said bye to him, we won't go through the whole story because
no.
I know I've done it multiple times, but we kissed for the first time. And it was like, and it truly was just lips touching with like a holding.
Yes.
But it truly was like I lost feeling in my body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were tinkles. It was like, I will never know this love again.
I know.
And then I drove away playing Circle. And I saw him in my rearview mirror as I drove away.
Oh.
It was
it's
so
funny.
Tragic.
It's funny.
So
and
tragic.
Sometimes the love stories you write
oh.
that aren't necessarily like what's happening.
Right.
Like, but yeah, at the time it's like, oh my God.
This
and
is
I,
the most important, like no one else exists right now. I don't know if you know that. There are no problems in the world
except
for my
my problem with why
unrequited
won't he,
love.
Yeah, why won't he see me?
Why doesn't he loves me?
He doesn't know
he
yet.
He just doesn't know. He doesn't want
that was
to let himself love me.
Exactly.
It's dangerous.
I'll keep showing him how great I am.
Oh my gosh, the more I force myself upon
the
show
more,
him,
trust me.
The more he'll fall in love.
Yeah, the more he will fall in love.
Absolutely. But I do, talking about the kissing, it made me think of my high school boyfriend.
Okay.
So I had hooked up, I was like hooking up with this older, gross, as many of them at my young age were. And he kissed really big.
Oh.
And I was still very much like, am I doing it right back then?
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I had been kissing with a very open mouth. I mean,
you
we're
matched
stretching.
His dance.
I matched because I said, if anything, I'm flexible.
Yeah.
And I will match this and we'll have
That's
fun.
Nice of you.
So the first time, so my high school.
I really don't like when I'm like, you better don't get that. Don't put the tongue. You got to wait on the tongue.
It's not even that. It was like.
I don't get
it was
that
like
at all.
Wide, like, can we match our lips over our nose and chin? It was like, yeah,
oh God. It
didn't, but if I did not open my mouth, he would have been taking you in my entire, like my mask area as we know it now.
Oh my God. From nose to chin.
So it was like, okay, we'll meet him there.
Yeah, because I'm going to, either that or I'm going to lose feeling in my, like.
I'm going to be wet.
Yeah, all over. It's like I'll peel off. It'll be like Charlotte with that kiss. Like, oh.
No, just exactly.
I can't have that.
So I was kissing like that. And I said, well, maybe this is the one we kiss it.
So wait.
And then cut
to. Did someone correct you?
The guy who I ended up dating my senior year.
Okay.
Because this is, you know, we had gone back and forth. He was very cute. Okay. He did the lighting for our theater, but he was also a wrestler.
I love a wrestler.
He was a little shorter than me.
But a wrestler, they're strong.
They were so strong. And our theater was like in a found, like it was an old gymnasium that we had converted into a theater. So he would hang from the rafters to hang the lights.
Wait a sec. That's so dangerous.
He was so strong.
He was strong. So strong.
I mean, absolutely no way should he have been allowed to do that. He would have broken his face, his neck, my everything. God.
But he never did because he was so strong.
But he was so strong. It was just so hot.
Oh, my God.
And he was flirty with me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wait,
you're so cute. You're
so cute.
He sees my talent. He was from, so I was at boarding school, obviously, but he was from just south of town, Wildwood, Georgia.
Okay,
just across the line.
All right.
So we went to one of his family properties that had this like barn. He was going to teach me how to shoot.
Oy.
How southern am I?
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, I need to know how to shoot a gun.
And you've got a gun.
Okay. So he had a big old Bronco.
I bet he did.
Yes, he did. Girl. So we drove up to this big old barn in the country.
Oh, Lord. No one for miles. Okay.
No one for miles.
Okay.
He teaches me how to shoot the Coke cans on the thing.
The Coke can.
Thank you.
Are you good?
Of course, I'm amazing. Aww. You've seen me as an archer. It was scary, but I did okay.
I'm proud of you.
And I've done it a few times since because, you know, the power. It also terrifies me, but it's nice to have the knowledge and know like how to handle it if you have to. And so then there was a couch there near, you know, the barn, because obviously this was a makeout center. He had an older brother too, so you know it.
This is the makeout center.
This is where they take the girls. And we were kissing.
Oh, you were?
We were kissing. And my mouth was so big. And I said, oh boy, he's bringing it. So then I like was shifting. I was trying to come down. What was smaller,
you're
matching
whatever. The dance. Well,
I was
done.
Trying to match. Thank you again. Yes. I do what I think they want me to do. Right. You know what I mean? So yeah, but then I want to say it was the next time we went out. He was like, yeah, you kissed really. He was like, I was actually a little worried. He was like, how is this going to even work?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's the way the guy before was kissing.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, but you quickly shifted. And then I knew we were good. I was like, give me a second. You know what I mean?
He was petrified at first.
He was petrified and probably disgusted.
Yeah.
In all honesty, yeah. Like, wait, this girl I thought was cute is eating my face.
Yeah. And those are the moments you literally have to pause it.
You have to. But I think there was a moment where it was like, I realized this was not, I mean, obviously I was paying attention because I wanted to do good.
Right. Of course.
Right. That's what I do. And so I was like, okay, no, match it. So it took, you know, just like a minute or so.
Of course,
and then it was
you
shifting.
You gotta find that rhythm.
Thank you so much. So yes. So I did, but he did call me out later and we laughed.
That is
and
really
laughed,
funny.
But I was also terribly embarrassed.
But you know what? No. I mean, at the time,
but also it was like, we're obviously past it. We're making out all the time. So it's fine.
That was like the guy at the park.
The guy at the park. Oh!
Who was like, you don't like tongue. Because I was like, what?
Too much.
Too much. I guess he did tongue wars with his ex.
Yeah.
And that's not my vibe.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like, how long does it take to find the rhythm, as
you
said?
You've got to
find the rhythm. Because we all come in with a little different. Right?
Yeah.
I'll never forget with Toxic.
God, kissing. I hate even talking about kissing. I get so excited. I know
you're getting so excited.
Yeah.
But with Toxic, we had a great little makeout dance.
Did you?
And then, you know, we didn't see each other for a hot minute. He was dating someone else.
Right.
You know, his live-in girlfriend that I was cheating on him with. He was kissing totally different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense, I
Absolutely.
Guess.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But yeah. But back to my high school boyfriend.
Okay.
So I, one fun story, because again, they had property. It's a whole thing. We're in the South. So we went to this other area.
This is the same date?
No, this is another time.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we would have to go. It was in high school. I was in boarding school. And he lived at home with his parents, you know, so we would go to these properties.
Yeah, I don't even understand how this was happening in general.
Right. Well, we'd just be out, you know, but we'd like take the car, go to farmland.
Okay.
And go make out. I am country at heart. Please
know. Good for you, yeah.
Also, I was at a boarding school with like.
I would travel miles and miles to go make out. I really would.
Yeah. Well.
I would.
This is it. So when we get to this area, we had to go through this field before we could go to like this stream and whatever, which is, of course, on moss. Of course, we had a blanket and everything so we could have sex there.
Sex but on the?
Of course.
Outside?
Outside.
What?
Yeah. In the woods?
No.
By a stream? On a mossy ground?
No.
How wonderful.
Don't say that.
Well, it happened many times. That's how we did it. Or in the car on the occasion, but that's tricky. Because then where are you parked?
Okay.
You know what I mean? it's hard.
I can't.
I mean. So we walked through. So we had to hop this fence.
No, I'm already out.
You just wait. We hopped this fence.
How are you hopping a fence?
Well, you
Is
do
it
a
easy?
Climb and
like,
a climb and a
It's not
hop.
That hard.
I mean, it could be harder.
Oh, yeah.
But
yay.
It wasn't easy.
Okay, yeah.
It took youth. And
For
agility.
Sure. And also just sheer like, I get over it.
Yeah. Now I'd be like, I simply can't think of
it. I'd be like, I'll crawl under it or you're going to have to go
right.
around.
But I mean, it was like there's barbed wire. So
no.
He put the blanket over that to help us get over whatever. Because
barbed wire? I'm already
long,
not doing it.
Longhorn cattle in
no,
this field.
My answer is no.
They were all the way down to the other side.
No.
So we were fine. We were like, okay. So we crossed the field. We go over that fence.
Absolutely not.
We go walking in a little bit on the stream, find our little
what?
Our moss bed.
Ew.
Well, we put the blanket down.
No.
We have the sex. We hang out. We cuddle. We're having a grand old time. And then it was like, oh, we better go. Time to go. So then we go back to the field. Guess what?
The cows are back.
The longhorn cattle are between us and the car. They have moved up in the field. So then I said, well, we live here now. I was like, can we go down to the other side of the field? Like, I'll walk an extra
of
hour.
Course.
So we don't have to be faced with these
massive
longhorn cattle.
No, girl.
Have you ever been up close to a longhorn cattle? Like, they are terrifying.
I wouldn't be in that field. Okay. As soon as I saw those, I go, that's their field. I would never disrespect
I would never disrespect.
That.
But here's the thing.
What? You were young.
My guy, Randy. I'll call him the same. I mean, nothing but positive
And good for you, Randy.
Randy. It's a southern name. You
I
know
love
it.
That.
He grew up around animals.
Well, sure.
He knows how to speak to them.
Sing to them?
Speak.
Oh,
also
Lord.
Sing, I'm sure. But at the time, he was just speaking.
No.
And he said, okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to go over first.
Randy, don't leave
I'm
me.
I'm going to get their attention.
No.
Then you're going to crawl over and calmly walk. Do not make eye contact. Calmly walk.
No.
Across to the other side and then get over that fence and go ahead and get in the car. And I will hold them back until you make it across.
Let me say one thing. He's a man and I am in
Boy,
love with him.
Man.
But let me say one more thing, Randy. You're on your own.
Well, he
I
was,
would say don't leave. Don't you. I'd be.
No, but he was taking the bullet, so to speak. Like he was like, I'm going to distract them so you can get away.
Here's the thing. I don't think I could climb under pressure.
No, that's when you can climb.
Is that true with barbed wire?
Are you kidding me? You'll cut yourself to the bone to get out of there.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could do it. I'm really like.
Yes. Your survival. It's
survival.
Like you have to fucking do it. You're doing it.
I would be crying.
Probably. You'd cry
Were
afterwards.
You crying?
I will say,
I would cry afterwards.
I was in like, you have to do like,
yeah,
don't question.
Don't
this
question.
Is your only option.
Yeah, you have to do
you
it.
You have to do it.
Oh my God.
So,
and Randy might die.
I may never see him again. How am I? I'll take his, I mean, I'll get his keys from his body and then I'll take his car. So he goes over and he broadens his arms.
Why?
Oh, just, and he start just to make himself bigger. Jesus. Which they tell Jesus.
As Jesus would do. They He's sacrificing were Christian himself.
Longhorn cattle.
I bet they were in the South.
In the South?
Oh my God. In Georgia?
So he gets really big, which you should also do if you see a bear.
I heard that,
They're really big.
Does he make
and
a noise?
And so he's calmly talking.
Oh, he's calmly talking.
Calmly, and he's like kind of shifting back to get them God. To. So he just like, it's almost like he's wrangling them, but he's calm, like confident.
Calm and confident.
I have, my heart has never raced as fast as it did that day.
I can't imagine.
Because I calmly, as he said, because if I showed fear.
They're going to get you.
Kill him first. Well, then I'd have to deal with a body.
Of course. I can't.
But no, it's like, we don't want to incite. So I just like calmly, and I like held the thing. I just looked straight at the car. I calmly walked across the whole time. Like in my periphery, I could see him just like, we're good. Yeah. Let's calm down. We're all fine. I got halfway over the fence and then I leapt.
Okay, like, yeah, absolutely.
Like I fell on the ground on the other side.
Oh, no.
And he was like, we're calm. We're calm. And so then he just like backed away with his arms out and got over that fence. And then it was like, I nearly pissed myself at that point.
Oh my God.
But it also was the hottest moment.
Oh my, I would be like, don't even move the car. We're about to have sex again.
We're having
again.
Sex right here, right and now. Honestly, I know we made out for a little bit because it was just like, I couldn't handle.
I just can't tell.
Could not handle.
There's very few times that I'm like, you're about to get the blowjob of your life.
Life.
But it's also like, I would just be sobbing as I'm giving it is the problem. Because I would be like, I can't believe we're alive. Like
your
I
tears of the lube.
Tears.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was so amazing. But
that's the hottest thing you could do. Honestly, I hope that Randy and
sacrifice your own life.
Longhorn cows like had a pack that they did this every time.
They
because,
did it every
like,
time. They were trained.
Boy, would it work.
They were domesticated animals.
And a man who can be calm I mean, for me, I'd like to be calm in that situation.
Well,
I wouldn't be.
No, I know.
I mean, I wouldn't have gone in. And that's why my fear would be, but what if?
Well, you would be correct.
And exactly.
Yeah. I think he had such a reassuring.
Wow.
Like he knew what he was doing. I was like, okay.
Yeah, we're
okay. Because his dad was a vet for big animals. So like he's around them all the time.
God.
So I was like, I trust him.
I trust him. You know what? You could.
And I could.
You really could.
He truly was a very nice, like I believed
that
him.
Is
he
really
wasn't an
long.
Asshole.
Yeah.
What's funny though, and it's not, is that fast forward to like winter after I was just like, I'm bored because you know why?
Why?
He liked me.
Yeah, and he was nice.
And he was nice. And I said, ugh.
God, Randy.
What an idiot.
I liked when we were running for our life.
For our lives. We need to keep it that,
I want that adrenaline.
Level of adrenaline.
Okay.
Or I'm out.
Or I'm out.
So I broke up with him.
Smart.
And that nice. And then, unfortunately, he had someone who loved him.
Oh.
More than... she was an underclassman. She was a junior, I think, at that point.
Had been pining.
She was obsessed with him. They were dating before we dated.
Oh.
So he had essentially broken up with her to date me.
Oh, wow.
And then when I broke up with him, he went back to her.
Okay.
High school.
That's okay.
You know, this is what we do. They were dating for a little bit. And I was like, whatever. I don't care. He had asked her to go to prom.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then I actually for spring break, we went to visit my sister in Vienna. And I remember there was one night that Millicent and I went out just to get drinks.
Yeah.
You know, you could when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And we were talking about him. I was like, wait, I think I do really like him. I was like, I think I'm going to have to get back with him. So then when I got back from spring break, I was like, hey. And he was like, oh, okay. So he dumped his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
We were back together. As we're approaching prom. He was like, I have asked her. I'm not going to. I was like, that's totally fine. I'm totally above going to prom. Like, I don't care at all. Even though I was like.
Okay. She's not going to want to go with him.
So then it was like 2 weeks before prom. And she was like, I don't think I can do it. So then I had 2 weeks to find a dress. And it was very intense. But yeah.
I can't imagine the pressure you went
through. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
God.
And so, yeah. So that, I still feel a little bad about that usage.
Sure.
But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's less of the other story was just another crazy me, you know.
What?
Being obsessive. But I just, when you were talking about the kissing, I just thought about him and I said, I must simply share this. And then the Longhorn Cattle story, are you kidding me? That will forever be one of the most romantic.
That is incredible. Yeah.
That's country living right there.
That really is country living.
You go have sex in the woods by cattle.
Yeah. And you face the fear after, whatever that is.
Like, did they have... Like when you were in high school, and I know you weren't a big partier.
Right.
But were there like field parties, like bonfire parties? Okay. So that's definitely, I know that happens other like more rural areas.
Yeah. I mean, because like we're by DC where I grew up. So it's like, there's no pasture.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. There was more like houses. That's kind of what we did. I guess you could say
people living there, homes.
Homes.
Yeah.
Homes and houses.
Yeah, bonfire party was always a lot of fun.
Wow.
Dangerous, but fun.
Dangerous.
There was one I went to in Mississippi with my friend when I went home with her from boarding school. There was a super cute boy. And he was excited about me because you know why?
Why?
I was new.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was... some new girl that came in.
Wowzer.
So he was being all flirty with me. And like, the problem is I do pick up accents sometimes when I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
And so I was deep Mississippi. Okay. Oh, that's some accents. And he asked me, he was like, so what do you think about Mississippi? And I said, without like
hesitation,
I said, it's pretty exciting. And I was like, sorry, I don't talk like that. And he was like, are you making fun of us? I was like, no. Like, it was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And then he was like, I know. I mean, we did make out.
Okay, thank God.
And then we did go in a car and smoke.
Oh.
You'd be pleased.
Oh, that is fun.
But, yeah. Exciting. Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. Wow. But, yeah, that was a big bonfire party.
I love that. I'm trying to think of a time I was, like, scared with something. Like
when you were protected?
Which I can't think of, but also like I don't think I ever let that happen, and like instead of it bringing us closer, I would let it push us apart. Like I would be like, I can't believe
this.
You brought me to a field. Didn't I say the cows would? Like
I said the cows would be here.
Like I would be done for the night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like as much as I wish I could be making out after because of how well he did, I'd be like, you brought me to a field with longhorn cattle and I knew this would happen. And I cut my leg on the barbed wire. So I hope you're happy. Like I just can't see myself.
Yeah.
Being chill, I guess is the word about it.
Well, you know me. I'm always very like,
chill.
Chill.
I know.
If anything, I want to appear really cool.
Yeah.
And
I let that.
But I did trust him.
Well, wholeheartedly.
And then I also realized when there's no option, it's like, okay.
Yeah, what are
Well, then this is happening.
If I have to live or die, I'm going to choose
live in the woods for the rest of my life. Or hours later, miss my curfew in the dorm.
No.
I simply couldn't.
No.
So it was like, we must go.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
That's a lot.
I think about him often because we ended like Amicably. We decided he was going.
Did he marry her, that girl?
No.
Okay.
Someone that looks kind of like her.
Oh,
but we parted ways after like we really loved each other. Yeah. But it was like, you're going to Georgia. I'm going to Montana.
Right.
Like,
what are we doing?
We're kidding. So and I even went to visit him.
Wow.
In Georgia the next year, like freshman year. And he was dating someone. Huh. I'm like, I went to eat with the three of them. I stayed in his, like, he stayed on the couch. I stayed in his bed. Like, it was very amicable.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful.
I still have, he gifted me his grandfather's pocket knife.
Oh, yeah.
Which I still have. And I do kind of want to give it back to him.
Okay.
I know that sounds stupid, but I feel like that would be such a fabulous thing. Like, all of a sudden, this thing that you cherished comes back to you. Yeah. I don't need it.
Maybe you should ask if he wants it.
He used to be on Facebook. I don't know if he is anymore.
Okay. Hey, Randy, if you're a listener. All right. Well, because sometimes if someone gives you something and you give it back, that can feel even weirder.
If it was just a random gift, that's one thing. But because it's his grandfather's pocket knife,
you don't
that
know.
He like,
you don't know.
You don't know.
You
and
really
that's the
don't
thing
know.
Is you don't know.
You
no, it's true. It's
don't
true.
No.
But I would like to give him the option.
Well, that's why I said you should yeah. ask him.
Well, I guess I should.
You know,
if I can find him.
Ask him. Why not?
I'll see. I'll see if I can find him and then.
See if you can find him.
Yeah.
What's the worst case scenario?
Let me place where that knife is before I reach
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's a good idea because he'll be like, I want it back.
Here.
And he'll be like, all right, well, I'm going to look for it then because I simply
I
have not
have
kept it anywhere that's
no.
Near the light.
Not at all. I mean, he has a painting of mine. I don't need that back.
Yeah, I hope not.
No, he can sell it if he wants.
It'll make go a big, pretty penny.
Big dollars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
Indeed.
Wow.
Oh, memories.
God, it's wild, isn't it?
Isn't it wild?
It really is wild when you think about it. Like,
who we were.
Who?
And yet, so similar to who we are today.
Yeah. But
not
different.
That different.
I think different.
You're the same.
I'll say, because I was really toxic. I really was. I was toxic.
I don't know if toxic is, I think it was, like you said
the
before, melodramatic.
Raging like, insecurity is really
raging
it.
Insecurity.
It's like raging insecurity, so I would just self-sabotage
absolutely.
Anything good that was anywhere near me.
Listen, I would run away from most things. And listen, I was in a good thing and I ran away. And
right.
then I said, actually, I want to see if I can have it back. Thank you.
Now that I know I have that power,
yeah.
I will leave
Watch
again.
Watch me. Which some would say is toxic as well.
I know. It's like, it's looking back, it's just being like, whew, I was really toxic.
I'm just thankful I grew.
Me too.
I'm very thankful. And I continue to grow. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thank we you are, we've really that. Changed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, looking back, there are some moments that are humiliating. And I wonder how people like remember me, those people,
right?
You know what I mean? I'm like, how does he tell the story?
Honestly, I would love.
How though?
Listen, if I get in touch with Randy, I wonder if I could get him on the podcast.
Get Randy on this podcast.
Okay, I got to see if I can find
him. I bet
he'd
have very nice things to say about you.
I would hope.
I would. It sounds like, of course.
I mean, I think we obviously left
yeah.
things. It wasn't like
I think he would. It'd be just interesting to hear about like young.
Yeah, what
Claire.
He remembers.
Yeah, right.
If he even remembers that day with the fucking cattle.
It was a big day for you, but was it a big day for
yeah,
him?
It was just
had
the other
he
day.
Done it five times before you,
right?
I know. Who's to say?
Who is to say? Maybe I'll say.
Listen, reach out. You never know when you're going to re-spark up something.
Right. He is married with children, but that's okay.
That's. I'm just kidding. Never do that.
Never.
Never do that.
Unless they're no longer together. No, I'm just kidding.
Then go on knocking.
Listen, see when I see you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, what a great throwback episode.
I'm
like, this
back.
Actually, we can do that sometimes.
You know what? We can do that.
Because I do have tons of embarrassing stories.
And I have many stories.
Yeah.
Many embarrassing. The biggest thing for me is just the detail. Remembering the details.
Yeah, me too.
It's hard.
But you know what?
We can
hopefully
try.
Right now the two of us are thinking about the people we fell in love with
in Portugal.
Portugal and maybe crying on the flight back. Who knows if we're being
happy
melodramatic.
Happy writing our 11-page letters.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh God, those times. Listening
those
to
times.
Demi Lovato, Skyscraper.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan Circle. If I had the music prowess, I would create some sort of mashup between those two songs, but I don't.
Yeah.
So just imagine it. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, the question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But it definitely doesn't start on a beanbag. No, my love story starts somewhere else. You know what I mean?
No, let's hope. Yeah. Let's really hope.
There are two of us talking in circles. One of us who wants to leave. In a world created for only us, an empty cage that had no key. Don't you know that we're working with flesh and blood, carving out a jealousy, crawling in. too many people ahead in a life from which they love to flee. Watching.